Chapter 9. Arkansas Rules and Regulations. There are traffic laws, rules and regulations that dictate where, when, and how fast you can drive, and each is designed to help keep traffic moving safely. Rules of the road include traffic controls, lane controls, right-of-way laws, and parking rules. The Arkansas Driver's Manual provides valuable information on safety, rules of the road, and Arkansas traffic laws. Construction, maintenance, safety zone. Highway work zones are established according to the type of work underway along the roadway. Signs in work areas are typically diamond-shaped, orange, displaying black letters or symbols, and serve as a warning that people are working on or near the highway. In addition to warning signs, police officers, flaggers, roadway markings, and traffic control devices are used to direct safely through work zones and protect highway workers. Through many work zones, the speed limits may be reduced and lane usage could be restricted for safety purposes. Any reduced speed will be clearly posted within the work zone. If there are no reduced speed limits posted, drivers should obey the normal posted speed limit. Remember to be prepared for the unexpected when traveling through work zones. In Arkansas, fines for all moving traffic violations occurring in a highway work zone are doubled if workers are present and warning signs are present in advance of the work zone. Work zone signs. These signs are typically diamond-shaped, orange with black letters or symbols. A work zone sign warns a driver that workers may be alongside or on the roadway. These warnings include reduced speed, detours, slow-moving construction equipment, and poor or suddenly changing road surfaces. In work areas, traffic may be controlled by a person with a sign or flag, known as a flagger. Note: the complete list of signs has been omitted from the audio version of the handbook. Please refer to the printed version of the handbook. You can locate it on the official DMV website or on driving-tests.org. Traffic control signals, signs, and pavement markings. Traffic controls include traffic signals, traffic signs, and pavement markings. Other traffic controls could be law enforcement, highway personnel, or school crossing guards. Any traffic control must be obeyed when driving. Lighted traffic signals. Traffic lights have three different color lenses: red, yellow, and green. A driver may approach an intersection with any one of these colors. A traffic light is a road signal for directing vehicular traffic. The lights inform the driver when to stop, where to stop, and when to proceed. A red light means the driver must stop. The driver cannot proceed until the light turns green and it is safe to go. A green light allows you to proceed through an intersection if there is no opposing traffic. If a driver is stopped at a controlled intersection on a green light, the driver must allow opposing traffic already in the intersection to clear before proceeding. A yellow light means caution. A steady yellow light means the traffic signal is changing from green to red. You must stop if it is safe to do so. If you are already stopped at an intersection or a stop line, you may not proceed. Flashing lights. A flashing red light is the same as a stop sign. A driver must come to a complete stop, and then proceed only when it is safe. If you are approaching a flashing yellow light, you should slow down and proceed with caution. Lighted arrows. There are four types of lighted arrows used to control traffic. A steady red arrow means stop. Drivers turning left must stop. A red arrow on a traffic lights means you may not turn in the direction of the arrow. A steady yellow arrow means the signal is getting ready to turn red. Drivers turning left should stop if it is safe to do so. A flashing yellow arrow means left turns are permitted. Drivers may turn left but must yield to oncoming traffic and pedestrians, then proceed with caution. A light green arrow on a traffic light means you may turn in the direction of the arrow. Left turns are protected. Drivers may turn in the direction of the arrow. Opposing traffic must stop. If you are in a turn lane and there is a traffic arrow for your lane on the traffic light, you should make your turn after the green arrow has appeared and it is safe to do so. Right on red rule. Drivers must follow the rules before turning right on red. When approaching an intersection with a red light and the driver intends to turn right, a complete stop and a check for opposing traffic must be made before turning right. Drivers must always look for pedestrians in or about the crosswalks. You should never block or stop your vehicle within a crosswalk. The driver may turn right on red unless there is a sign prohibiting a right turn on red. One-way traffic light rule. If the driver is on a one-way street, turning from the left lane onto another one-way street, the driver will enter the left lane, which is the lane closest to driver. Unless a traffic sign is posted to prohibit turns in a particular direction, a driver may turn on a red light or red arrow when turning left from a one-way street onto another one-way street. The driver must come to a complete stop, yield to any opposing traffic within the intersection, and enter the lane closest to where you plan to turn. Arkansas law requires drivers to yield to emergency vehicles. Law enforcement, fire, or ambulance vehicles, with emergency lights flashing, will have the right of way at intersections and you must yield. Traffic control signs. Stop signs. Traffic signs display traffic rules, hazards, location, travel directions, and where services are located. The shape and color of these signs will determine the type of information that will be placed on the sign. A stop sign is red with white letters and has 8 sides or octagon shaped. A stop sign means a driver must come to a complete stop. The driver must wait until crossing vehicles and pedestrians have cleared the intersection. Streets or roadways may have a painted line next to a stop sign, at intersections, indicating where the vehicle must stop. If you are approaching a stop sign and obstacles are blocking your view, you should make a complete stop and pull forward to see. You may proceed when safe to do so. Speed limit signs. A speed limit indicates the minimum and maximum speed allowed for a particular section of highway or street. The maximum speed should be used in ideal conditions and reduced as conditions arise, such as slippery roads or poor visibility. Some highways have sections of minimum speed limits, therefore speed should be reduced to follow the appropriate posted limit. If the minimum speed is too fast for a driver, an alternate route should be taken to avoid impeding traffic. Do not enter signs. The do not enter sign is typically a red circle with a line running across or diagonal line through it, meaning something is not allowed. Yield sign. A yield sign is a red and white or yellow and black that is triangular shaped, displaying the word yield or yield right of way. The yield sign means the driver must slow down or yield the right of way to traffic in the intersection, where the driver may be crossing or entering. When approaching a yield sign, you must yield to other vehicles and stop when necessary. A driver who fails to yield could receive a fine up to $1,000 and suspension of their driver license for 180 days. Slow-moving vehicle sign. A reflective orange triangle bordered with red warns other road users that the vehicle is traveling slower than the normal speed of traffic. Service signs. Service signs are blue with white letters and can be square or rectangular shaped. Service signs provide the driver with information of places to stop for fuel. Route signs. The shape of the route sign indicates the type of roadway, interstate, U.S. highway, or county. When planning a trip, these signs will show you the different roadways in which you may travel. Destination signs. Destination signs can be green or brown, square or rectangle shaped with white letters. These signs indicate directions and distance to various locations such as cities, airports, state borders, or to special areas such as national parks, historical sites, or museums. Railroad crossing signs. Railroad crossing warning signs are used to warn drivers of the possibility of a train. Drivers should obey all railroad crossing warning signs and never go around barriers or disregard the warning sign. Drivers should never attempt to beat an oncoming train or attempt to cross the tracks without enough room on the opposite side of tracks. If your vehicle is equipped with a manual transmission, it is wise not to shift gears when crossing the tracks to avoid the possibility of an engine stall. Common railroad crossing warning signs are illustrated below. Round yellow advance warning sign. The round black on yellow warning sign is placed ahead of a public highway rail intersection. The advance warning sign tells you to slow down, look and listen for the train, and be prepared to stop at the tracks if a train is coming. Pavement markings. Pavement markings mean the same as the advance warning sign. They consist of an X with the letters RR and a no passing marking on two-lane roads. There is also a no passing zone sign on two-lane roads. There may be a white stop line painted on the pavement before the railroad tracks. School buses are required to stop at all railroad crossings. Cross buck sign. This is a white X-shaped sign with black letters. This sign marks the grade crossing and requires you to yield the right of way to the train. Gates and lights. Never attempt to go around crossing gates. At some crossings, along with a cross buck sign, a driver will see parallel red lights that flash alternately. When the red lights are flashing, a train is present. Even if the red lights continue to flash and no train appears, do not cross. As red lights begin to flash, the gates will lower, which means a train is approaching. When the gates are down, it means a train is present and the road is closed. It is unsafe and illegal to cross. If the gates begin to come down as you begin to cross, keep going even if it means you will break the gate. If you are approaching a railroad crossing and there is no safety barrier, you should cross the tracks after checking both directions. Emergency notification systems, ENS, at highway rail grade crossings. The purpose of the ENS sign is to provide the public with critical emergency contact information at every highway rail grade crossing. The information contained on the ENS sign enables the public to reach the railroad responsible for the crossing and to identify the specific crossing in the event of an emergency. Railroad exempt signs. There are two kinds of exempt signs. A sign with yellow background and black letters that says exempt. A sign with white background and black letters that says exempt. An exempt sign means that the crossing has been abandoned or its use discontinued. Follow your local procedure about stopping. School bus and railroad crossings. School buses are required to stop at all railroad crossings. Multiple tracks. There are warning signs that indicate sets of tracks or indicates the number of tracks. These signs warn a driver there is more than one track and there may be more than one train crossing. When there is more than one set of tracks at a crossing, there is a sign beneath the cross buck with a number indicating how many tracks are present. Watch for additional trains coming from either direction. When crossing more than one set of railroad tracks, you should cross only when the train is well down the tracks. Safety tips. Never park or stop on railroad tracks. When approaching a railroad crossing, look up and down the track to make sure a train is not approaching. Always expect a train. Never assume a train is not coming even if you haven't seen one at a particular crossing. Never underestimate the speed and distance of a train. Obey all crossing signals. Never try and beat a train. Roadway signs. Warning signs. These signs are yellow with black lettering or symbols and most are diamond-shaped. These signs warn a driver to slow down and be prepared to stop, if necessary, or provide information about a special situation or a hazard that may be along the road ahead. Note: the complete list of signs has been omitted from the audio version of the handbook. Please refer to the printed version of the handbook. You can locate it on the official DMV website or on driving-tests.org. Regulation signs. There are signs on a white square or rectangle with black and or red letters or symbols. These signs provide information on rules of traffic direction, lane usage, turning, parking, and other special instructions. Some of the signs have a red circle with a red slash over the symbol. These regulation sign indicates a driver is prohibited from executing a particular maneuver, such as a turn toward a particular direction or no U-turn. Lane control signs. These signs indicate where a driver can go and where a driver can turn. Lane control signs often use an arrow as a symbol. They can be found along the road or positioned over the roadway or painted onto the roadway. Passing signs. These signs mark the beginning and ending of a passing zone. These signs tell a driver where it is safe to pass another vehicle and where a driver cannot pass. Drivers should only pass when it's safe. Lanes of traffic. Pavement markings. Lines and symbols marked on the roadway divide lanes, indicate to a driver when it is safe to pass other vehicles or change lane, which lane to use for turns, where a driver must stop for signs or traffic signals, and define pedestrian walkways. Fog line and lane lines. A solid white line along the side of the roadway that tells the driver where the outer edge is located. White lane markings. A dashed white line between lanes of traffic indicates a driver may cross the line to change lanes, when safe. These lines separate lanes of traffic moving in the same direction. White lane markings. A solid white line between lanes of traffic indicates a driver cannot cross the line to change lanes. Driver must stay within the lane. Crosswalks and stop lines. Crosswalks mark the area where pedestrians can cross the roadway. A driver must yield to pedestrians in or about to enter a crosswalk. Not all crosswalks are marked. Drivers should watch for pedestrians when crossing intersections that do not have marked crosswalks. Pedestrians carrying a white cane or using a guide dog must be given absolute right of way. Stop line. When approaching a stop sign, you must stop your vehicle at the stop line if one is present. Make a complete stop before the vehicle reaches the line. Yellow lane markings. A solid double yellow line separates lanes of traffic moving in opposite directions. The double yellow line in center of the roadway means passing is prohibited for vehicles traveling in either direction. A driver may cross a solid yellow line to turn into a driveway if there is no opposing traffic approaching the planned turn site. A broken yellow line between opposing lanes of traffic indicate a driver may cross to pass if there is no opposing traffic. A solid line with a broken yellow line between opposing lanes, a driver may pass if there is no opposing traffic. Shared center lane. A shared turn lane is marked on each side by a solid yellow line and yellow dashed lines. In Arkansas, it is permissible for a vehicle making a left turn from an intersecting street or driveway to utilize a center turn lane as part of the maneuver to gain access or merge into traffic lanes, except it is not permissible to use the center left turn lane as an acceleration lane. Shared center lanes are reserved for making left turns and can be used by vehicles traveling in either direction. The example will show markings on the pavement, left turn arrows for traffic in one direction and alternate arrows for traffic approaching from the opposing direction. Unmarked lanes. When there are no signs or markings to control the use of lanes, there are rules that indicate which lane is to be used. These rules cover general driving, passing, and turning. General driving. Never back a vehicle in any travel lane. It is illegal and unsafe. If you miss your turn or exit, do not back up. Proceed to a safe turnaround area. Never stop in travel lanes for any reason, for example, confusion, breakdown, passenger drop-off, etc. Keep moving until you can safely pull off the road. On a road with three or more lanes traveling in the same direction, remain in the right lane except to pass. If there is a lot of merging traffic, then use the center travel lane. Never drive on the shoulder of any street or road, unless directed by a police officer. Passing on multi-lane roads, the leftmost lane is intended to be used to pass slower vehicles. Never pass on the shoulder, whether it is paved or not. Other drivers will never expect you to be there and may pull off the road without looking. Turning. When there are no signs or lane markings to control turning, a driver should turn into the lane closest to the direction of travel. Right turns. When turning, avoid crossing over into the opposite lane of traffic. A wide turn may cause the driver behind you to think you are changing lanes or going to turn left and may try to pass you on the right. Left turns. When turning left, avoid cutting the corners. Turning sharp could cause you to hit a vehicle approaching from the left. Always leave room for oncoming vehicles to turn left in front of you. Multiple lanes on multi-lane highways. when driving beside another vehicle, you should move ahead of the vehicle next to you or drop behind the vehicle next to you. If you were being followed too closely on a multi-lane roadway, you should move into the lane to your right when clear. When passing vehicles on multi-lane roads, the far left lane is intended for passing slower vehicles. Right of way. When there are no signs or signals to regulate traffic and pedestrians may be present, there are rules in which a vehicle must yield the right of way. The rules will determine which vehicle goes first and which vehicle must wait. Traffic laws determine which vehicle must yield the right of way and does not give a vehicle absolute right of way. As a driver, you must do everything possible to prevent striking a pedestrian or another vehicle, regardless of the circumstance. Intersections right of way. Pedestrians. Drivers must yield where necessary to avoid striking pedestrians who are legally crossing the road. Drivers crossing a sidewalk when entering or exiting a driveway, alley, or parking lot must yield to pedestrians. It is illegal to drive on a sidewalk except to cross it. Pedestrians using a guide dog or carrying a white cane have absolute right of way. Do not use your horn as it could confuse or frighten a blind pedestrian. Left turns. Drivers turning left must yield to oncoming cars traveling straight ahead. Drivers entering a traffic circle or rotary must yield to drivers already in the circle. Right of way at stop signs. At an intersection where there is no stop sign or traffic signal, drivers must yield to vehicles approaching from the right. At intersections with stop signs at all corners, you must yield the right of way to the vehicle that arrived first. General right of way rules. Drivers crossing a sidewalk when entering or exiting a driveway, alley, or parking lot must yield to pedestrians. It is illegal to drive on a sidewalk except to cross it. Drivers entering a road from a driveway, alley, or roadside must yield to vehicles already on the main road. Drivers may not enter an intersection unless they can get through it without having to stop. You should wait until traffic clears, so that you are not blocking the intersection. Before entering an intersection, you should look left and right. Passing. Drivers passing a vehicle traveling in the same direction must yield to the vehicle being passed, even if the vehicle is slowing or coming to a stop, because the vehicle may be attempting to turn left or may be approaching a hazard the overtaking vehicle does not see. Emergency vehicles. Arkansas law requires motorists to move over for police cars, fire trucks, ambulances, and other emergency vehicles using a siren or air horn, and a red or blue flashing light. Drivers should pull over to the right edge of the road, or near to the right as possible. Don't hesitate to pull over when you hear sirens or see flashing lights in any direction. If you are in an intersection, go ahead and drive through the intersection before pulling over. When an emergency vehicle is approaching with flashing lights and siren, you should pull over to the right edge of the road or as near to the right as possible. Arkansas law requires any motor vehicle on a multi-lane highway to move over, whenever possible, to the farthest lane away from any stopped law enforcement vehicle with its lights turned on. This law protects police officers and individuals involved in the traffic stop from being injured or killed by traffic moving too close to the edge of the highway. If a driver is found guilty of violating this law, they can be fined up to $500, receive jail time, or both. The court may order community service or suspend a person's driver's license up to 6 months. School buses. When approaching a stopped school bus with its red lights flashing, a driver is required to make a complete stop until the lights are turned off. No matter where your vehicle is positioned with the bus, whether it's in the same lane of traffic, opposing lane, or at an intersection, you must make a complete stop. The driver must never attempt to pass in any direction until the school bus has finished receiving or discharging its passengers and begins moving without its red lights flashing. Drivers are not required to stop if the school bus is approaching along an opposite lane of travel separated by a median 20 feet or more in width. School buses are required to stop at all railroad crossings. Two-lane roadway. When school bus stops for passengers, all traffic from both directions must stop. Two-lane roadway with a center turning lane. When school bus stops for passengers, all traffic from both direction must stop. 4-lane roadway without a median separation. When school bus stops for passengers, all traffic from both directions must stop. Divided highway of 4 lanes or more with a median separation. When school bus stops for passengers, only traffic following the bus must stop. Median must be 20 feet or more. If the median is less than 20 feet, all lanes of traffic must stop. The school bus danger zones. Drivers passing a stopped school bus with red lights flashing upon conviction will be charged as a Class A misdemeanor. A fine of a minimum of $250, not to exceed $1,000, up to 90 days jail and or both. Drivers who fail to obey this law and cause the death of a person will be charged with a felony. Isaac's Law. Section the 10th of May 105. A person who violates this law is subject to Class C felony, for negligent homicide if he or she negligently causes the death of another person. Parking. When parking a vehicle, drivers need to make sure their vehicle doesn't become a hazard. You should always park your vehicle in a place that is far enough from the street or highway to avoid interfering with traffic and visible to cars approaching from either direction. When backing from a parking space or in a straight line, you must always look for vehicles and pedestrians by looking through your mirrors and turning to look. Parking tips. Always park in a designated area, if possible. Always set the parking brake. Leave the vehicle in gear if it has a manual transmission or in park if it has an automatic transmission. Check traffic before you open the door. Always exit the vehicle on the curbside, if possible. If you have no choice other than exiting on the street side, check traffic before getting out of your vehicle. When parallel parking, your vehicle should be 18 inches or less from the curb. If you park on the roadway, park your vehicle as far away from traffic as possible. If there is a curb, park as close to the curb as possible. When parking on a hill, turn the wheels sharply away from traffic to prevent the car from rolling into traffic. No driver, when standing on a perceptible grade, will leave a vehicle unattended without first effectively setting the parking brake and turning the wheels to the curb or side of the highway. No parking zones. There are areas where parking is restricted. Check for signs that may prohibit or limit parking. Colored curb markings may indicate a restricted parking area. Do not park in an intersection, on a crosswalk or sidewalk, in a construction area if your vehicle blocks traffic, within 20 feet of a crosswalk at an intersection, within 30 feet of a traffic signal, stop sign, or yield sign, within 30 feet of a pedestrian safety zone, within 15 feet of a fire hydrant, within 50 feet of a railroad crossing, more than 18 inches from the curb, within 20 feet of a fire station driveway on the same side of the street or street where proper signs are posted. Blocking a driveway, alley, private road, or area of the curb removed or lowered for access to the sidewalk. On a bridge, overpass, tunnel, or underpass. Along a lane of opposing traffic. Designated handicapped zone without proper tag. Along the street or highway next to another parked vehicle, double parking. On railroad tracks. Where signs indicate no parking zones. Other restricted parking zones are indicated by painted curbs. Red curb means fire zone. Yellow curb means a loading zone or other restriction.